ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम् 8th कैंटो चैप्टर 18 टेक्स्ट 2 चैप्टर एंटाइटल लॉर्ड वामन देव द ड्वार्फ इनकार्नेशन।
श्यामवादतो जहस राजकुंडला विशोल्लसत् श्रीवदनाम्भुज पुमान् श्रीवत्सवक्ष बलयाङ्गुलोदोलसत् कीट काञ्ची गुणचारु नुपुरः।
ट्रांसलेशन। द बॉडी ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड, blackish in complexion, was free from all inebrieties. His lotus face, decorated with earrings resembling sharks, appeared very beautiful. And on his bosom was the mark of Srivatsa. He wore bangles on his wrist, armlets on his arms, a helmet on his head, a belt on his waist, a sacred thread across his chest, and ankle bells decorating his lotus feet. Madhu vrata vrata vighutasya svaya virajitah shri vanamalaya harihi prajapater vesham tamah svaroshicha vinashayancha kantha nivishta kaustubha. Text 3. Translation. An uncommonly beautiful garland of flowers decorated his bosom, and because the flowers were extremely fragrant, a large group of bees, making their natural humming sounds, invaded them for honey. When the Lord appeared, wearing the Kaustubha gem on his neck, his effulgence vanquished the darkness in the home of the Prajapati Kashyapa. Disha प्रसेदुः सलिलस्य तदा प्रजः प्रहिष्ट ऋत्वो गुणावितः द्यायुर् अंतरिक्षं क्षितिर् अग्नि जीवा गावो द्विजः संजुषुर् नागश्च। टेक्स्ट 4. At that time there was happiness in all directions, in the reservoirs of water like the rivers and oceans, and in the core of everyone's heart. The various seasons displayed their respective qualities, and all living entities in the upper planetary system, in outer space, and on the surface of the earth were jubilant. The demigods, the cows, the brahmanas, and the hills and mountains were all filled with joy.
Text 5. Shronayam Shravanad द्वादशयम् मुहूर्ते अभिजीत प्रभुः सर्वे नक्षत्र तारदयश् चक्रुष तज जन्म दक्षिणम्।
On the day of Shravana Dwadashi, the 12th day of bright fortnight in the month of Bhadra, when the moon came into the lunar mansion Shravana at the auspicious moment of Abhijit, the Lord appeared in this universe. Considering the Lord's appearance very auspicious, all the stars and planets, from the sun to Saturn, were munificently charitable.
Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, an expert astrologer, explains the word nakshatra taradayaha. The word nakshatra means the stars. The word Tara in this context refers to the planets. And Adayaha means the first one specifically mentioned. Among the planets, the first is Surya, the sun, not the moon. Therefore, according to the Vedic version, the modern astronomer's proposition that the moon is nearest to the earth should not be accepted. The chronological order in which people all over the world refer to the days of the week Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Corresponds to the Vedic order of the planets and thus circumambulates the Vedic version. Apart from this, when the Lord appeared, the planets and stars became situated very auspiciously. According to astrological calculations to celebrate the birth of the Lord. Hare Krishna. Firstly, seek blessings of all the devotees. I am very well aware that most of the devotees present here are well versed in the Vedic scriptures than I am. But I would like to speak some realizations just for my purification. Here is the appearance of the Lord. And whenever the Lord appears, we celebrate Janmashtami. The stars are also celebrating over here. Srila Prabhupada gives a complete understanding of how the Vedic system is different of cosmology than what the modern civilization has chalked out. Modern civilization thinks that Earth is the most important planet. And everything rotate around the Earth. That is the mentality of anybody who is influenced strongly by the false ego. Why is this school nice? My school is nice because I study there. Why is this place nice? Because I am there. It is like two small children fighting. That because, you know, some relative came to the temple and that time we had the Gurukul over here. And there were two kids, they were talking to him. So they were complaining that actually they were discussing among themselves and he was hearing from one side. And they were discussing that one kid was telling, my father can jump from great height and go deep into the water and come out from the other side. And the other fellow said that my father can fly and go up. So they were just saying because, you know, he's my father. So I am actually more important than you. In one lecture, His Holiness Radhan Swami Maharaj said that if we think we are better than anyone, we are worst. If we think that we are the best temple, then we are the worst. A very nice lecture in which he was emphasizing that how our mentality should be, we are not better than anyone. So similarly, here, when the Lord appears, everybody rejoices because their mentality is that the Lord is the best. I am not the best, but the Lord is the best. That is real ego. And Prabhupada writes Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. This denotes that sun comes first. Sakala Raja Suranam. Sun is supposed to be the king of all the planets. I was thinking, but Indra is the king, controlling of all the deities. Yes, he is the king of the heavenly planets and in charge of all the demigods. Sun is the king of all the planets. And when the Lord appears, then there is always this differentiation between the Lord's appearance and the appearance of normal human beings. And this Sunday, Monday reminds me of the appearance of normal human beings compared to the Lord. In our school, we had a poem. Solomon Grundy, born on Sunday, went to school on Monday. And like that, it goes on that on Tuesday this happened, Wednesday this happened, Thursday, and then he got married and on Friday, had children, became old on Saturday, and then died on Sunday. So that is our situation. That is our birth. Like Solomon Grundy. But that is not the situation with the Lord. His birth is different. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada on, again and again, always keeps hammering. Anybody who reads this Bhagavad Gita, we had one student, he had a lot of doubts. He would come to me and asked all these questions. And I was trying to explain to him. And then he said, no, but I'm also reading this book, and I'm also reading this book called as some other book called as Sai Charitra, and this and that. And but doubts were not getting cleared. So then I gave him Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, and I was going out. And in this 2 weeks' time, he finished reading the whole Bhagavad Gita. And when I came back, he was chanting Hare Krishna. He had no doubts. That is Srila Prabhupada's authority. He mentions how he destroys impersonalism to the core. He destroys absolutely in every purport that how the jiva is so different, so small, and the Lord is so great. And Prabhupada says, people complain, why Srila Prabhupada again and again mentions this? And Prabhupada says, that is the speciality of Bhaktivedanta purport. That it emphasizes how Krishna is great. Every page there is Krishna. So, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna tells, Ajopi san avyayatma bhutanam ishvaropi san prakritisvam abhisthaya sambhavami atma mayaya. And he is explaining that how his birth is different from ordinary living being's birth. His body does not deteriorate. He says, I appear by my own prakriti, my own nature. Prakriti means nature, and prakriti also means swarupa, my own form. So the Lord appears by his internal energy in his own personal form. Whenever the Lord comes here, he comes in his Satchidananda Vigraha. And therefore, there is a difference between his appearance and our appearance. And Arjuna is also confused about this matter. So the Lord explains that my appearance is unique. I appear by my own prakriti, my own swarupa. Our body keeps deteriorating. Now there is a shloka in Bhagavad Gita which says, Dehinosmi yatha dehe, kaumaram yavanam jara, and then tatha dehantara prapti. Which means that an embodied soul goes through different changes. We see our photographs. Many times as children, we would ask our parents that show us our photographs when we were young. How did I look? Or show us your photograph. You know, they have the marriage album. Everyone has a marriage album in the house. And then they see the parents. And they tell the parents, Daddy, see, here you have such long hair. But now you become bald. And you are wearing bell bottom. It's an old style, old fashion. Or Mommy, you are so thin. Now you become so fat. So, the body, the Lord also seems to be taking birth like ordinary people. He seems to be taking birth like an ordinary person. And then he seems to be growing. Kaumaram, then he goes to Yauvanam, but then there is full stop. No more growth. We wish we could do that. You know, when we are young, we are playing, and but we are sad that we cannot go to college and wear different color clothes. You know, we have to just wear the same school uniform when we go to the college. Yavanam is there. And then we are enjoying and we are waiting when we could shave. And then we do that and then we get bored. But then one day we just look in the mirror that there is a white hair. And then we realize, Kamaram Yavanam Jara. Jara is coming. It's all coming. My God, wrinkles. His body is rotting. Body is deteriorating. Therefore, Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. Why Krishna is the supreme enjoyer? Because one can enjoy when the body is young. But unfortunately, we cannot enjoy like that because we have to go through jara. We become old. Even if we want to enjoy, we cannot enjoy. Krishna can always enjoy. I was telling some devotees, we were discussing on this point. And you shall see the cover page of Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna is driving the chariot of Arjuna. And at that time, Prabhupada says, Krishna was a great grandfather. He was at least 125 years old. And Arjuna is shown with a huge mustache, and a warrior, big man. But Krishna is like a young boy, 16 to 20 years old boy, on the battlefield. He always remains young. Amazing. Because he appears in his own Swarupa, Satchidananda Vigraha. So he always remains. He can do that. We cannot. We want to enjoy. We are meditating. This body is rotting, but still the desire to enjoy is not extinguished. How powerful these desires are. Tadapina munchati asha pindam. Asha is not destroyed. Does not finish. Even after coming to spirituality, we are meditating. How I can enjoy. And our whole investment is on this body. Gaurang Prabhu used to give this analogy. That somebody who starts a company and he says that I'm coming out with equity shares. This is a very nice company. Wonderful. We request all of you to invest all your money, all your life savings, everything. And the advertise is there. And guaranteed, after a few years, this company will glow. This is close. It'll be finished. It'll be blown apart. We guarantee you that. But please invest your money. How many people will put their money if they know this company is going to close? But that is the situation. Taking care of this body so much. Trying to enjoy so much. Tadapina munchati asha pindam. But asha, desires do not vanquish. Sometimes people die outside. For devotees a different thing. For material it's a different thing. But asha is there. When somebody dies outside, a karmi who was a sense gratifier, a drunkard, they do pindadan. And there they say, they cook all his favorite items. And they say that you should also keep a bottle of wine because he really liked it so much. They feel that after he is dead, he can still enjoy. For devotees, the desire is different. Those who are not very fixed up in Krishna conscious may desire so many things. Especially, I keep meeting kids, and one of their complaints is their parents are pushing them very hard for studies. And they are saying that we are doing quite well. What's the problem? You know, the kids have so much of pressure nowadays. So the parents tell that we want our kids to do very well. We want them to be very, very competitive in society. We want them to become very rich. And they can also chant Hare Krishna and do something in Krishna consciousness. We see in Srila Prabhupada's life, his father's desires were absolutely different. This is not what he desired for Abhay Charan Day. Did not desire this for his son. The Shastra says, if somebody has taken birth, somebody has hands and legs, he will eat. He will do something. So one devotee I met from Mira Road, and he was telling me that how his wife and himself in past, now their son has grown up, they were in a lot of anxiety. How he should become materially fixed up. And so they were pushing him, and he was like, you know, detached. But he was doing not much according to their desires. So they went to a sadhu, they went to a sannyasi. And they started complaining. Prabhuji, oh, Maharaj, he's not studying very well. He should get much more higher grades and this and that. So sannyasi said, it's okay. He will get some grades. But you don't understand. You know, he should get more grades. He should be more competitive. Otherwise, how will he earn money? He will earn something. He will earn something. So Mataji was shocked. He said, what is this sadhu saying? No, but I want him to earn more. He want to become very well settled, and it's quite natural for parents to have that mood. But sometimes it's too pushy. But what if, you know, then nobody, if he doesn't get good money, if he's not well settled, then nobody will give him a good girl. Because nowadays girls, they want, you know, husbands who are green card holders and things like that. They want a lot of money. Mataji was telling. It's not my opinion. It's the Mataji mentioning. But then who will give him a good girl? And the sannyasi says, Mataji, he's only in the 6th standard now. Why are you worried? Yeah, so much. And even if nobody gives him a girl, that's also okay. No problem. She was shocked. Said, for you, everything is okay. How is that okay? Said, then he can become a brahmachari. And when he said this, she was like completely zapped. He said, there are so many IITians and so many very well educated people, they are just giving up their degrees and becoming brahmachari. And for him, it will be much easier then. So, and then he told her that do not worry. Yes, these things are important for a person to live, to survive in society. But you should also see that his main goal of life becomes spirituality, to go out of this material world. Sit with him and chant with him. Do you do that? You just tell him, do something, and you do this. Spend your time with him, cultivate his Krishna consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada mentions this in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto. As spiritual well-being takes place, as spiritual advancement takes place, material well-being automatically follows. Doesn't have to extra endeavor. And the proof is that Srila Prabhupada says that as sadhus we are not working, but Krishna is providing everything. So now recently, then he was, the father was expressing, now my son is, he's very well to do now, he's doing quite well, he's not become the best in the world, but still he's got all the facilities, what is needed. And at that time when we look back now, we were simply at all getting so much worried. But everything is so well for him now. So Srila Prabhupada says this, that as spiritual well-being takes place, material well-being automatically follows suit. And that is right. And somebody calculated, as soon as one becomes devotee, he stops drinking tea. If the whole of India does not drink tea for one day, then the amount of money which is saved, one can pay all the debts that India has. So if everybody becomes devotee, we will be materially much more well off. That was his calculation. So the Lord says that Atma Maya. Ajopisan avyayatma bhutanam ishvaropisan prakritim swam adhishtaya sambhavami atma mayaya. Atma mayaya, maya is Lord's energy, but here the Lord's internal energy. And another understanding of this is the Lord's causeless mercy. Why does the Lord appear in his personal form? Because that is the Lord's causeless mercy upon his hankering devotees. The devotees of the Lord are hankering to see the Lord in and to serve the Lord. And to give them pleasure, the Lord appears Atma Maya in his personal form. There is always this problem of people saying God is everywhere. And Prabhupada said, if God is everywhere, then God, people say, why do you go to temple? God is everywhere. Prabhupada says, God is everywhere, then God is also in the temple. Then come and worship the deity. So Lord comes, Atma Maya, for a devotee, the personal form of the Lord as the deity is very, very important. Pancharatrika vidhi, pancharatrikasya krishnasya vakta tu bhagavan swayam. It is said that the Lord himself personally gave this Pancharatrika Vidhi to worship himself so that one may love him. and become attached to him. A process given by the beloved himself. And Atmamaya, this personal form, deity worship, therefore is very important. And recently some of our devotees got Brahman Diksha. They all engaged in deity worship. Deity worship is important for everyone. A Brahmana, he has some important traits by which he is known to be as Brahmana. Simply by getting Diksha, one does not become a Brahmana. One has to be Shamo. One has to be peaceful if one is Brahminical. One should not be disturbed by so many onslaughts of desires. Apuryamanam achala pratishtam samudrametat pravashanti yadvat. The mind is like, of a devotee, the mind is like an ocean. There are so many rivers flowing in the ocean. All these rivers are compared to different desires. So a Brahmana who has taken Brahman Diksha is peaceful. Supposed to be peaceful. Not disturbed by all the different desires. How does he become peaceful? But this is the way. Srila Prabhupada says, a devotee is peaceful because he is deep like the ocean. One has to increase one's depth of Krishna consciousness. When one does that, one will become peaceful. Because the ocean is so deep that no matter how many rivers flow in, it doesn't make a difference to the ocean. It is calm and quiet. So therefore, Shamo, Damaha, he should be self-controlled. There are so many allurements. Every time, a tongue is demanding so many different things. Vacho vegam, manasa krodha vegam, jiva vegam, udarupastha vegam. The mind is demanding. The senses are demanding. So one should be damaha, self-controlled. One lecture devotee was mentioning that for a devotee to practice Krishna consciousness, it becomes very congenial if the surrounding is good. Because we are bound by the three modes of material nature, we get very easily influenced by our surrounding. If the people staying around you are not striving for the highest in life, then it becomes difficult for us to strive for the highest. If everyone is happy-go-merry, then it becomes difficult for us to, swim in the opposite direction. And therefore, one's heart, one's association has so much of effect on one's advancement in Krishna consciousness. Life is so short. Any moment, one may just leave this material world. And the Shastras keep telling us again and again to be very alert and awake to Krishna consciousness. Therefore, if one has good association and good surrounding, then it becomes so easy to practice and advance in Krishna consciousness. Sama, dama, tapas, austerity. One of the greatest austerities in today's time is to cooperate and work together. To strike an understanding between each other. Recently, there's two devotees talking for about some issue. Something happened. We had to call up some people. And this devotee just pronounced the word in the wrong way. And so the other devotee said, no, it should not be like this. It should be like this. And this devotee, no, but I meant like this. And he said, no, it should be like this. I said, no, I meant like this. And the work was just held up and they both were arguing. And so we went over there. He said, what's happening? Why is the work not being done? No, because... And so I remembered one very nice thing which... similar, something happened in another temple. And at that time, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj made a very wonderful statement. He said, yes, you are talking about he's right or you are right. But Vaishnavism is beyond right or wrong. It's something beyond that. It is like serving the same father. Two children are pressing the feet of the father. And one tries to pinch the father's feet to show that I am better. But in their service, the father is getting all the pain. The children are not suffering. So, the austerity for a Brahmana and for everyone in today's time is to cooperate. Our cooperation should not be only under some circumstances, under some pressure. I cooperate because now there is someone above me. The minute that person goes, my cooperation also goes. As long as somebody is doing some nirikshan, till that time I will be very saintly, very cooperative. And when that person is not there, then I can come to fist fights. That type of cooperation will not last long. This is very dangerous. Shaucham. Sama, dama, tapas, shaucham. Shanti, marjavam, evacha, jnana, vijnanam, astikyam, brahma, karma, svabhavajam. These are the qualities. Shaucham is cleanliness. A brahmana is clean. Internally, externally, he keeps himself clean. In our childhood, we used to see a cartoon which used to come on the television which showed about cleanliness. It was for awareness, to create awareness in people about cleanliness. And that cartoon they showed, there is a colony and there are buildings and everyone is throwing dirt. All the garbage they have, they keep throwing. And then everybody comes to their windows and throws garbage in the other person's compound and that fellow throws in his compound. And ultimately they find that the dirt level goes up so high, the whole building is drowning in dirt. You know, because he's been throwing in his compound, this fellow is throwing in his compound. Then somebody comes and teaches them that there is a waste bin outside, you should all collect and throw it outside. So like that. So shaucham, not at the stake of, at the risk of other people's, I'm very clean. You know, my locker is clean, my whole system is clean, and everything is the neighbor's, you know, all the kachara at his thing. That is not clean. Internally and externally clean. And kshantir, tolerance. The greatness of a man is estimated by his ability to tolerate provoking situations. And jnana vijnanam sahitam, jnana vijnanam, knowledge and wisdom. What is knowledge? Here we are talking about transcendental knowledge. If one understands this transcendental knowledge, what is transcendental knowledge? In these terms over here, janma karma chame divyam, evam yo veti tatvata. The appearance of the Lord, His actions, they are all very divine. They are not ordinary. This is jnana. To understand this is jnanam. And how to understand this? Srila Prabhupada says that if one understands this with simple faith and knowledge, then in this lifetime itself, he gets liberation. Therefore, when devotees pray to Krishna, they do not pray for protection of their body. They pray to Krishna for protection of their faith. One should be very careful to guard against people who try to dissuade our faith in Krishna. Sometimes it may be very, very casual. How can God do this? Is it possible for Him to do this? Even that is actually a challenge to our faith in God. And so one should be very careful to guard against that. Jnanam. And what is the result of accepting this fact? accepting this fact, getting this knowledge, transcendental knowledge when one gets, janma karma chame divyam, he gets this knowledge, that the advantages are that this knowledge purifies us. And as one is purified, he can understand and go closer to Krishna. This knowledge is much more higher than the knowledge of I am not the body, I am the soul. And it frees us from attachment, fear and anger. Vita raga bhaya krodha mama maya upashrita bhavo jnana tapasa puta mad bhavam agataha. Freedom from fear, anger and attachment. Puta Madha, the Lord is telling Arjuna that many have become purified from all these inabilities. And becoming purified, it becomes easier. How does one get this knowledge? By hearing about Krishna. And the very prominent example is, one example I can think of is the Brahmin Patnis from the 10th canto. These simple ladies, they had never seen Krishna, they never met Krishna. And they were just staying in their houses, doing their household chores. Very simple. Their husbands were highly qualified Vedic Brahmanas. But when the time came to surrender to Krishna, it was not the Brahmanas who came and surrendered to Krishna, but it was these Brahmin Patnis, the wives of these Brahmanas. How did they surrender to Krishna? So immediately, was there no fear that if we leave our houses and go to Krishna, then we will be rejected by our family members? They just left their homes. Now for a household lady during those traditional times, to give up her house, her children, all her activities and just go outside was a big taboo. But it was because the ladies would regularly hear about Krishna. There would be some fruit sellers, some milk sellers who would come to their residence. And when they would come, they would start telling them, how today Krishna killed Putana? How today he killed Agasur? All these different stories they would keep hearing. They would keep hearing how Krishna is great, how Krishna's glories are amazing. And by hearing about Krishna again and again, again and again, they developed attachment for Krishna. Just like in today's time, how this particular hero is so great. Kids, best thing is when you approach kids. See, elders, they are so expert, they can hide their emotions. We have learned the art to hide our emotions. But the kids, they don't know how to hide their emotions. So they just speak it out. One time I was just counseling some kids. And I was planning to start make some sort of system to train them into Bhagavad Gita. But then I was finding some problems. So I just interviewed them, the younger kids. And so the little elder ones, they would not reveal their heart. I gave them paper and pen because I knew they would not tell me directly. I said, you just write what you like, which is your favorite, what you have done, this, that, that, that. And you can put it in that box. And it took them 1 hour. And when I opened the box, I found the paper was blank. Maybe one word was written. And they sat for the whole hour meditating what they are going to write. And the younger kids, they just came and they just spoke. That, you know, Prabhuji, I like this, I do this, I like Scooby-Dooby-Doo, I like that, you know, all these things. They just expressed everything. What are their favorite? they are not able to hide those emotions. And so, the Brahmin Patnis, They were meditating on the Lord again and again. By hearing this Krishna Katha, similarly, just like, you know, when we hear, we see, we become attached. And so by hearing about Krishna, they became so attached, they became free from, Vita means freedom from Vita, Raga, Bhaya. They became free from any fear of society and they just went all out and surrendered to Krishna. Similarly, the gopis. Gopis did Rasa Leela with Krishna in the middle of the night. And that too in the jungle, in the forest. Now in the forest there are so many wild animals. They didn't have any fear. Because they had super strong attachment to Krishna. So there was no question of any fear. Their only thought was Krishna. So by hearing about Krishna, by getting knowledge about Krishna, one becomes purified, one becomes attached, one becomes absorbed in Krishna. Wherever one's absorption is, there is where the mind will go. And so one becomes absorbed in Krishna, and the next stage after that is one takes shelter in Krishna and develops transcendental love for Him. That is the goal of life. That is what is the hub around which our whole life is centered around, to develop love for Krishna. And all other actions are for that. And an intelligent man, a very intelligent businessman, will think, how can I get money fast? How can I get money more? And so, similarly, how can I get Krishna in the best way? And the Shastra says that by hearing from Krishna, about Krishna, from purified souls, is one of the best ways. But someone may say, I don't have affinity to hear. I don't have a desire to hear. My mind is so disturbed. Then, the Shastra says, serve a very advanced devotee of the Lord. By serving the devotees of the Lord, one gets the blessing and an attachment to hear about Krishna. By hearing, one becomes absorbed in Krishna. By absorption, one takes shelter in Krishna and develops transcendental love for Krishna. Therefore, it is very, very important to hear. And Lord Krishna says, Bahavo Jnana Tapasa, in past, many have achieved me by becoming purified, by hearing about me. But why did they hear? Because they had it, when they heard, their desire was to get Krishna. What if somebody hears with a different desire? What happens to him? Ye yatha mam prapadyante tam stataiva bhajamiyam. If he has a desire and he hears about me in that way, then I give him what he wants. I remember one devotee. I mean, I don't know much. My realization and knowledge is very limited. But I specifically know him. This man struggled all his life to get a good house. Money would come to him, but it would go away. And he was always struggling. He wanted a good house in Mumbai. But he was not able to get it because it's very difficult. And he would regularly visit to other people's house and say, wow, I wish I had a house like this. I wish I had a house like this. He's always struggling. Then he came to Krishna consciousness, became a devotee. But when they were chanting Hare Krishna, and I'm sure he was thinking, I wish I had a house like that. And immediately after he came to Krishna consciousness, after some time, he has whatever he wants in life. Actually, akama sarva kamova moksha kama udarati tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. Even if one wants material desires, go to Krishna. Of course, that is not the best thing in life. Because if you may build up a house, like Srila Prabhupada gives the example, a man built up a house, he worked hard, built up a house, had a lot of money, and then he died. And in next birth, he was born as a cobbler, a mochi, right in front of that house. But he had his memory, and he came back and he saw, oh, that's my house. Let me go and check out. And he went there. And his sons were there. And he said, sons, you know, this is my house. How's everything? How's my bank balance? And the sons took up the shoes, chappal. And they gave him nice beating. Get lost from here. So, Lord Krishna says, ye yatha mam prapadyante. So, ultimately the Lord appears to give pleasure to the devotees. And over here, he is appearing as a Brahmana Brahmachari. Vamanadev is a Brahmana, a dwarf, and a Brahmachari. And he gets different gifts from different demigods. And in future, he is going to go. Actually, his parents, Aditi and Kashyapa, they prayed for him to appear. They desired. So, the Lord appeared to give them pleasure. He appears to give pleasure to sadhus. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam. Who is a sadhu? A sadhu is not necessarily a very learned man. A sadhu is not necessarily a very well-cultured man. Even to that extent, Srila Prabhupada said, a sadhu is known as to one who has 100% engaged in Krishna consciousness. That is sadhu. And not someone necessarily who is very learned. Our conception of a sadhu may be, oh, he is so learned. Or he is so well cultured. I sometimes get into this trap of culture. You know, speaking very nicely. Somebody may speak very harshly also. But if he is 100% engaged in Krishna's service, we should respect that person as sadhu. It's very important. One time, Srila Prabhupada's disciples, sannyasis, they were complaining, Srila Prabhupada, we should have these women out of the temple. They were ladies like Malati Mataji, Yamuna Mataji. He said, we should not have them. It's really disturbance in the temple. Srila Prabhupada said, oh, if you associate with them, you will go back to Godhead. They were shocked. Prabhupada said, they are sadhus. They are ladies, but they are sadhus. So like that is the standard of sadhu. Not that he is very learned, not that he is very cultured, but one who is 100% engaged in Krishna's service. And I will end with a small story. I think it's already time. So I should end. I'll not tell a story. Thank you very much for being so attentive. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anybody has any doubts, any questions, any comments anybody wants to make? There's one question. Okay. Can someone pass a mic?
We want to hear that story.
Oh, you want to? Okay. Others also, you permit me, we'll go on with, it's not a very important story. You already know the story. But anyway, I'll just say this. Story is about one sadhu. Paritranaya sadhu naam, regarding that. How the Lord tells Arjuna is confused. How the story came into my mind was, when Arjuna is confused, he's asking Krishna that, my dear Lord, you tell me that you have given this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita to Sun God, Vivaswan, many, many millions of years ago. But you and I are of the same age. You know, how do I understand that you have given this, you know, millions of years ago, you appeared that time, what is it? And Krishna smiles. Then Krishna says, Bahuni me vyatitani janmani ta chava Arjuna. You and I have taken birth many times. He uses the word birth. I have taken birth again and again. But you forget and I remember. That's the only difference. And so Srila Prabhupada writes that whenever Krishna appears in a different way, Arjuna appears, his eternal associates, in a different category to serve the Lord. So I was thinking, oh really? Amazing. That's very amazing. You know, you are an associate with the Lord. And the Lord appears, then you also appear. Then the Lord appears and again you appear. But every time you appear, you keep forgetting that He is your Lord. And so there was one time in Lord Chaitanya's pastime, Nimai. A Brahmana comes to his house. And the Brahmana wants to eat. And his father, Nimai's father, Jagannath Mishra, an ideal grahastha. He invited, he was very, very scholarly. But he tells his brahmana, I am nobody. I don't know anything. He puts himself to be very lowly. He doesn't even want to cook for the brahmana. And he welcomes him. And then this brahmana comes. And then he tries to cook. And when he chants this Gopal mantra, Nimai comes and eats the boga. And this happens again and again, and the boga is spoiled, and it's late night, 2 o'clock at night. And this brahmana says, too much, I cannot cook anymore. And this time Jagannath Mishra says, Nimai is locked in the room, he's gone to sleep. Now he's not going to disturb, don't worry. Please cook. And then he cooks again, and Nimai invites Nidra Devi. And all devotees go to sleep in Mahaprabhu's house. And then when he's chanting the Gopal mantra, Nimai comes and starts eating. And this brahmana, again, is wild that, my God, again the offering, late night, 2 o'clock, everything spoiled. And that time Nimai reveals, he says, my dear brahmana, my dear sadhu, paritrana sadhu nam, I've come to give pleasure. You don't know, you are calling for me and I come. You are my eternal associate. Every time I appear, you also appear. And I appeared as Krishna in the house of Nanda Maharaj. And at that time, you came as a sadhu. And you cooked. And I performed the same pastime with you. This pastime is not there in the 10th canto Bhagavatam. But it is there in Chaitanya Charitamrita. That a sadhu had come to Nanda Maharaj's house and the Lord had eaten his bhoga. And so I was recalling that the Lord comes to give pleasure to his sadhus, to his devotees. But then simultaneously, the demons are also killed. That side business. So that was the story. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granth Raj Bhagavatam ki jai.